President Bush spoke at an indoor arena and drew a crowd of 8,000 to 10,000 people. His message to be tough against terrorism and his upbeat thoughts about the economy were the same as during a speech Saturday in Ashwaubenon. One change was to misidentify the sport of Milwaukee soccer coach Keith Tozier.
I want to thank Keith Tozier and Tom Crean, great basketball coaches here in Milwaukee.
The president also thanked the many volunteers who have helped him campaign in Wisconsin.
I understand people have been working hours, day after day. I want to thank you for making the phone calls and putting up the signs and preparing these fantastic bus trips we have taken all across your state. I want to thank you for what you have done. I want to thank you for what you're going to do. You're going to turn out a big vote, and we're going to carry Wisconsin.
A few blocks away at a downtown intersection, a few thousand people stood in the pelting rain and listened to Democrat John Kerry. Kerry thanked his supporters for coming out in the bad weather.
I'll tell you, they always told me they were hardy up here in Wisconsin, and you are hardy, tough people. I love it. Little rain like this is nothing compared to what old George Bush been doing for the last 4 years, so we could do it. One more day, one more day.
Kerry also mostly delivered a standard stump speech, blasting the president on the war in Iraq and for the economic picture over the last 4 years. Kerry called upon some state history.
And in 1960, it was Wisconsin that lifted John Kennedy over the top into the presidency, and I'm counting on you in 2004.
Kerry says he's impatient to relieve President Bush of the hard work of leading America. Kerry moves on to La Crosse just after midnight. Vice President Dick Cheney is scheduled to be in Waukesha tomorrow. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.